Okay, so here we have a video from Cosmicverse. He's one of our favorite compilation producers. Essentially, what he does is he finds crazy broads ranting on TikTok, broads that have been driven nuts by following the F, you know, N-ist agenda and ideology. And so now they're over the hill, barren, you know, cobwebs and dusty wombs, and they're, you know, railing at the world for lying to them, being dishonest with them, telling them they could have it all. You know, you can't, ladies. So this is some good stuff. Let's get into this, shall we?
I fear I need a man in my life. I am a strong, successful female.
Unfortunately, no matter how independent I am, I just want a man to hold me and...
As a woman, I am tired of hustling. I can't explain how the last 5 years of my life has literally drained me. The five, six...
Strong, independent women are saying they're tired and that they need a man to save them. And of course, put them in their soft girl era.
I swear, being single sometimes is so complicated because, like, you want somebody, but then you like your freedom, but then...
What is it with people in adult braces? I saw that ugly broad Roma Army has braces, too. Isn't she post-30? What is it with you women getting braces when you're old and over the hill? Do you think that's going to help? Do you think that's going to somehow increase your SMV? I mean, this chick looks younger than that, but she's fat, so, you know, same difference. Prematurely aged or... a blob. But yeah, what is it with you women doing this stuff? Get these ugly grills on your teeth. Get it. I don't get it. A little late. Aren't you supposed to do this when you're a teen?
And like, you know, being independent is cool, but then also you're really tired of paying bills. Like, is there a middle ground? Because
you're too fat. Nobody's paying your bills, honey. You can get a guy, but he'll be a loser. You'll be paying his bills.
I don't need a man, but
yeah, you
I
do.
Want one. Eventually, the right one. The one that doesn't get offended at my jokes. But moral of the story.
Simp.
I'm tired.
That's your problem.
I fear I need a man in my life. I am a strong, successful.
Okay, we got a lot of red flags here. But, you know, she's not unattractive. You can tell she's thin. And that's good. I like her eyes. She's got nice eyes, green eyes. She's got pretty eyes. Wearing a bit too much lip gloss for me. But she's not bad. Good cheekbones. But she's wearing a suit. Pantsuit. Man clothes. Oh, boy. Not a good thing. Top is silk, but that's about as far as she's going in trying to feminize herself. Not all that. Feminine men can wear silk shirts also. But anyway.
Female. I have a whole career. I got a lot going for me.
We don't care.
And I still need a man. Because today, the lights went off in my...
That's because the career and all that stuff, it can fulfill us. It can't do the same for you, honey. Okay? You're supposed to fulfill yourself with family and kids and be nurturing and, you know, stuff like that. Right? We're built different. Or didn't you know that? Oh, right. You don't know that.
Karin said, low tire pressure. And I was like, oh. I would love to be able to text someone and go, babe, there's a light on and I don't know what to do. Instead, you have me out here checking tire pressure, putting air in my tire. I'm tired of being strong. I just want to be weak and baby.
Well, then why did you sign up to be strong? Why did you go into a career field that required you to work 60 hours a week and choose to have a life where men wouldn't want to be in it because... You make it well known you have no need for us, and the way you live your life, you don't really need us until you want us, right? Because there's some heavy lifting that needs to be done, and you think then we should be there, even though we're not stupid, and we see that the only reason you want us is so we can move heavy stuff around for you. And otherwise, you want us to go away? Why would you expect a man to be around for that?
And I want some man to go, vroom, my baby's...
He's called a mechanic, honey. Pay him.
In danger. Must get air for her tire.
Yeah, right. Essentially, it's all about money. She doesn't want to have to pay a mechanic.
She doesn't need a man. She wants to use one. Remember, if she starts seeking a man only when she has issues in her life, she doesn't really want him. She doesn't want partnership, love, or loyalty. She wants convenience. A man becomes...
I don't want partnership anyway. We don't do the same tasks. I don't need a partner. I'm not in business with somebody if I were to marry abroad, which ain't happening at this point.
A resource in that moment, not a priority. In this case, this woman had tire issues and suddenly realized she needed a man because she was tired of handling things by herself. But notice the pattern. The realization didn't come from wanting to build something with a man, support a man, or give value to a man.
It's all about getting without having to give. So it's like, yeah, I want all of the benefits, but I don't want the responsibilities. I want somebody there who's going to change my tires, my oil, my transmission fluid, and rebuild my car if it falls apart and keep it running until it's at 500,000 miles and save me a whole bunch of money. But I don't want to invest anything on my end to have access to that when I need it. I love the entitlement.
Came from frustration, exhaustion, and discomfort. As soon as the problem appears, that's when the desire for a man shows up. Mm. Not during times of stability, peace, or success, but during crisis. She even introduced herself as a strong, successful...
Yeah, they only see us as someone, something to do things for them, okay? That's all we are to modern Western women. Just, you know, a plow horse. You do understand that, right, guys? That's why I tell you to get out.
...successful female, independent, self-made, not needing anyone. But the moment...
I mean, unless you don't want to have kids and a wife like me, then it don't matter. Then you can stay put, maybe. But I'm going to get out as soon as I can, okay? I suggest you do as well.
Real inconvenience showed up. That image cracked. As soon as the tire issue happened, that confidence turned into, I need a man.
Okay, just one more thing, and I'm getting off this app.
She's got a nice rack. I'll give her that. But, I mean, that's a jacket, yo. That's not a top. Is it? Is that meant to be a top? I don't think so. It's like a jacket. And she's wearing a bra under there, I guess, or maybe not. And she's using a jacket as a top. Whatever.
Because I'm almost out of coffee and my brain is slowing down. But ladies, it is...
I don't think it's the coffee, honey.
Okay. To hang up...
Or lack of coffee.
...up our Miss Independent titles. Everybody knows women can do everything. We're just...
No, you can't.
It's not meant to do everything. Let these men come in.
So there's some grand design? What do you mean? Yeah, you can do everything. You have to hire a man, though, to do a lot of it.
And be protector.
In their mind, that's them doing it, though. Well, I paid for it, too. I earned me damned resources that paid a man to do it, because I can't do it.
Be providers and make our lives easier. You have nothing to gain by trying to prove your independence. You're truly just trying to prove it to yourself. And that's okay, but you don't have to.
No, it's not okay. I mean, first of all, what's the cost of that independence, right? What is the cost of that? You never need anybody for anything? Well, you get to be alone forever. Congratulations. I hope you can deal with it. Women don't do so good at being lone wolves, though, from what I've seen.
Hang it up. Be in your receiving energy. It is time to live.
Receiving, not giving. You don't have to give anything, right?
Live a soft life. You deserve it.
No, what is deserve? I keep hearing women say this. I deserve. Why do you deserve? Because you have a pulse. Can you tell me why? No, you can't tell me why. You just like to say that because it's something you've heard, right? It's a mantra for you women. I deserve. It's my daily affirmation. I deserve. What you're telling me is you're an entitled C-U-N, you know. Okay.
You deserve it.
You need to stop being so scared to ask men for stuff.
Why would a grown, supposedly independent woman actually have the audacity to ask men for stuff? I'm sure there's a good reason.
Because these men never hesitate to ask you for your body.
Right. Sure. Because that makes perfect sense. Turn relationships into something transactional so that a person is basically selling their services.
So, let's be honest. Relationships have always been transactional on a certain level. But generally, what was transacted was virtue, right? Good qualities about yourself. The other person got those and you got theirs. That helped to affirm and strengthen the relationship. So that was the currency in a relationship. That was what was being transacted for the most part, okay? Now, well, it's a lot more monetarily based now, isn't it?
Okay. I'm really getting embarrassed.
Physically based, materialistic in nature, yeah. Now the transaction is all about gold and silver.
For a lot of these women out there, do they not realize how bad a lot of this is making them look?
I don't think they care.
Of course, then again, I don't think they care.
No.
So I think you asking him for $20 for gas really shouldn't be a big deal.
Sadly, it's probably these very same types of women and those that listen to this.
Why do you need $20 from me for gas? I mean, you have a car, right? Why would you buy a car that you can't afford to drive around? I don't understand. Unless you're strong and independent. This makes no sense.
This type of advice that view relationships as strictly transactional and see men only for what they can be used to get out of them, that are probably still wondering why they can't find a good relationship.
Well, realist, there's always been some level of materialistic transaction in a relationship. You provide resources and she provides you with babies and takes care of them babies.
Yeah, but That's called reality. That's a base level of transactionality. Sure. You have things that are expected of you. These would be called duties, but this is much more than that. That wasn't the entire relationship, okay? The relationship was in and of itself founded on appreciation for the other person in regards to what virtues they possessed that matched what virtues you possessed. Now, there doesn't seem to be any emotion, even though these women supposedly have some kind of high EQ. I'm not seeing it. They seem to only care about possessions, materialistic things, things in general. They don't seem to care about virtue at all.
Where are all those good men hiding? And why can't they seem to find a relationship that actually lasts, where someone treats them with love and respect? Well, here's a thought. If you treat every relationship as a transaction, the guy is going to often find a better deal.
As I mentioned before, a lot of these so-called independent women aren't independent. They're just professional leeches. They chant that title every single day, but everything they want still has to come from a man.
Yeah, it's like people will say they're real smart. If you got to say you're smart, you're probably not. If you got to say you're great at something, you're probably not great at it. That's why you have to say it.
They say, I don't need a man. Yet when it's time for resources, protection, problem solving, or stability, they immediately look to a man to handle it.
What they really mean when they say that is, I don't need or want the responsibility that comes with getting the professional lifting services of a man. I don't want to have to do anything in return for what he brings to the table, his provisioning, and his ability to pick up heavy stuff. Yeah, that's what you're really saying, ladies. You want the benefits without the duties, the responsibilities.
This woman says that women need to stop asking men for stuff because men do not hesitate to ask for their bodies. And at that point, she's unknowingly advising women to turn themselves into objects that can be bought instead of people who should be valued.
I thought you ladies enjoyed that. I thought you enjoyed the physical intimacy, the pleasure that comes with S. Well, of course they do, but, you know, what good would their bodies be if they didn't use them to gain something, right? Yeah, God forbid, you don't objectify me as they objectify themselves.
She's framing relationships as straight-up transactions. Men bring money or favors, women bring access. That mentality doesn't empower women, it actually keeps them stuck. Because when your worth is tied to what you can extract from men through attraction, you never build true independence.
Okay.
Well, of course not, because not only is it what you can extract from them, but what they can extract from you. So you're basing the relationship purely on materialism and not appreciation of values and virtues. And if he actually cares about you, then you're just manipulating him and using material means to do so, and his own emotions and his own actual ability to feel emotions and bond to you, which you no longer have because of your super high body count, ladies.
Here's my hot take. I am done
and I mean done, being a strong, independent woman. And I'll tell you why. It has just taken me an hour, 60 minutes, to put up this coat stand, okay? That would have taken my husband 5 minutes. So do you know what I'm going to do? And I think we need to start a campaign for this. Go back to pink and blue jobs. Am I going to take the bins out anymore? No.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to complain about the pink tax, right? And the wage gap, right? It's earnings gap, but anyway, yeah.
You best believe I'm not going to. Am I going to...
Yeah, of course. So you'll complain about these, you know, these distinctions, right? These differences between the genders that have unfair outcomes when it benefits you, right? Of course. But when it doesn't benefit you, oh, well, no, those need to go away. Yeah.
Mow the lawn? That's a blue job. So I think the sooner we accept that, am I sending feminism back about 20 years? Maybe.
20?
However, I think it's the right path we need to go down. So if you agree, let me...
So whatever path is easiest and best for me is the one I'll go down. If only women would realize that the best and easiest path would be to go back to being housewives. But they're not going to do that because then they would lose all that power and control, which so absolutely corrupts them.
Know in the comments. If you don't, then I don't want to hear it, quite frankly, because...
Oh, and the freedom to explore all those... Yeah, some freedom.
I will not be putting the rubbish out.
Slavery.
Anymore. Though now I come to think of it, I also don't want to do the pink jobs. Maybe I'm just a lazy bitch.
I agree.
Men aren't allowed to have standards or preferences. What? You have to ask yourself why you're getting so offended that I'm...
She's a pick me, and which is fine. But most, in my experience, most of these bras that are, you know, acting shocked and amazed at how delusional their fellow Western broads are themselves delusional and entitled and have highly unrealistic standards. So, yeah, they're just chameleons, essentially. Like that Candace Owens broads. Candace Owens, she's a conservative, my aching ass.
Man openly has a type or a preference.
And at least she's cute. She's got the freckles on the cheeks going on and she looks young. Doesn't look like she's abusing alcohol too much. So she's aging pretty well. So, she, you know, she'll be a cutie, maybe a 30 as well, but she'll still be 30. I don't see this broad settling down anytime soon, okay?
And you're getting offended over it. Meanwhile, you're over here with your own preference, your own standard, your own type. We are all human and we are all attracted to something different. If you say you want a 6'2" man, that's a preference. If a man says that he likes a certain...
That's all women, though. But all of you women seem to have the same preference. the whole tall thing, by the way, that's mostly socially engineered, okay? Most women have got highly unrealistic standards because of all of the attention they get online that they confuse with relationship interest. No, it's just dudes that want to hit and quit, okay? All right, that's all it is. And you are able to get with dudes that are 6'2", 6'3", that can hit and quit because, you know, they're the guys that are above and beyond, right? They're the top echelon. They're paying attention to you. They're noticing you. They're landing in your DMs because you're easy. You're easy. You're a mid or above mid. Maybe you're a 6, even a 7. You know, and these 10s, 9s and 10s guys are dropping in your DMs. Oh, you're so beautiful. Of course, the Chads aren't talking to you like that. They've got some game. They're not talking like simps. Yeah, it's leading you ladies to believe that that's your level. That's not your level, ladies. So many broads, even mid-broads. And I'd say she's above mid, really. She's thin and she's cute. So, But they think that's what they can get. It's not biologically determined. Meanwhile, the expectations that we men have, they're actually realistic. They're biologically determined by what makes a woman, just physically looking at her, someone that we believe is going to be fertile, is healthy, and has good genes. Women's wants and desires are just based upon the fact that they get sexual access to dudes via dating apps that they normally wouldn't be able to. So they erroneously believe that's what they can get. So that's what they then prefer, meaning think they can get, so that's what they go for, but really they can't get that. So anyway.
Type of.
Of course, there is a they would prefer a tall guy, of course, but the desire is not that strongly ingrained in their DNA as it is when they've got all of these 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", hot, successful guys dropping in their DMs. That just drives their hypergamy, their biological preferences into overdrive and exaggerates them to an absurd degree, which is why we got all these broads running around. I'm with a guy 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". It's like, geez, only 15% of guys are 6 feet tall. What do you think 6'2", 6'3"? 1%?
Body or a certain height or a certain hair color, that is a preference. And just because
these are all stupid preferences, and they didn't used to be preferences that determined whether or not you got with somebody, but now that you ladies have the illusion of never ending choice, an endless menu, which is just that, an illusion, you believe you can be this picky. It's so stupid, based upon things that are minutiae, that are super shallow, and really not relevant.
That preference might not be you. That is not them rejecting you. You don't have less of a self-worth because of it. Women are over here openly posting about what they want their man to look like.
Women do. They can't handle rejection.
What type of man they like, how hot this guy is. But if a man does that, it's hellfire. It's not the big moral issue that social media makes it out to be. You have standards. Why can't men have standards? And more so.
Because the powers that be in the marketplace, because women vote the way they're told, and because they spend most of the money, they're the ones that are pandered and catered to. It's that simple.
Why are you getting offended over men having standards? It is nothing against you personally.
Exactly.
Because you wouldn't be able to be fat, out of shape, angry all the time. You wouldn't be able to blame men, because if men were allowed to have standards and taught to have standards, they see that crap and they'd say bye. And then their standards would leave you without male attention and validation. And the CC that you use to cope with the vicissitudes of life like a drug until your early to mid-30s, when you finally realize you want kids and you find yourself a beta Bucks Deluxe to take care of you, and you're not happy then either because nobody wants that guy, but you realize you've aged out of the system. You priced yourself out of the market, and you got to settle for somebody. So, you know, you get with the wimpy guy like that, a cash guy, and you bang Chad on the side on the weekends, right? The HVAC guy when your husband's at work, the window installer, you know, while your husband is out bringing home the bacon, right? Yeah.
Men aren't allowed to have preferences or standards because it's instantly labeled misogynistic. The moment a man...
By the way, this chick is just rehearsing for a future husband. Men are wise to your act, sweetheart. We know you're a chameleon, okay?
Openly says what he wants, society frames it as problematic, toxic, or demeaning. For example, if a man...
We can't have men and women getting together for the right reasons. God forbid. They might form strong families with strong bonds that are not easily controlled and manipulated by the government or propaganda from academia or the media or social media. Can't have that. People that get together for the right reasons and have standards are more difficult to control, and so are their kids. No. We need useful, I mean, idiots.
It's on TikTok and says, I want a woman who's slim and fit. He'll get torn apart online. Comment sections explode. Videos get stitched and dragged.
Men have standards. Women don't get men. Women would improve themselves and be worthy of men with standards. And then men would make themselves worthy of those women. And everybody would improve themselves. And then you would have stable, strong relationships with strong foundations, not built on a house of sand.
His face ends up on reaction compilations, and sometimes it even spreads to mainstream news as another example of male entitlement. But when women say the same thing, when they demand tall men, wealthy men, emotionally strong men, men with status, social clout, and financial stability, it's celebrated as knowing your worth. There are applause emojis, supportive comments, and endless validation. No one calls...
Well, we can't have men knowing their worth, because if men know their worth, then they realize they deserve better. And then they demand better. And then women either have to step up and provide better, or those men will just not participate, not play the game. Like, I don't. Then you'd have a big problem. It'd be a hell of a lot more difficult to control the men through the women by proxy if the men weren't getting with the women, because they had standards and the women couldn't meet those standards.
Is it shallow or discriminatory? It's framed as empowerment, so the standard becomes one-sided. Women are allowed to broadcast a long list of expectations without consequences, but men are told they must accept anything and anyone, or else they're misogynists.
Hot take, but I don't want to be independent anymore. We live in a society right now where it has been engraved and pushed down our throats that we need to have this like boss babe mentality. We're following God has made me and put me in.
Sure, it makes relationships impossible to last. So that even if you do get with a guy, it's the wrong guy, because the right guy, meaning the guy that you want and would respect and stay with, doesn't get with a woman like that.
Just this feminine desire, like I desire nothing more than to serve my family and serve my husband, to be able to just cultivate a home, like turn a house into a home, and to be making bread and serving my family and having my kids and driving them.
Anybody out there think this broad's actually ever baked bread? I don't think so.
Around, so like that is the deepest desire of my heart now.
Maybe those ready-made Cinnabons. A little chunky. I believe that. But I don't think this babe has ever baked bread from scratch.
Like, money is cool, but, like, I don't even really, like, I care about that. But I desire to serve.
Yeah, I don't buy it. When I see the bird hands, yeah, that's like, no. Chunky face, and she's wearing the performative gold Christian cross. Yeah. Don't buy it, honey. Combine that with the bird hands. This is all performative crap. Another chameleon here.
Serve more than anything.
And the right-wing virtue signaling BS.
Like, when I get to cook for people, when I get to cultivate and, like, create a meal, like, that brings me so much more joy now. And it's so funny because God really, truly does change the desires of your heart.
I called it.
Like, he puts a completely different perspective in your heart and a desire, which is that true femininity, where society has made us think, like, that is, like, oppressive. That is the most...
This is why I've run. This is why I don't deal with Western women anymore. This chick is presenting herself as true femininity. Yikes. It's like some Jersey broad. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not my cup of tea, though.
Beautiful thing to get to come home. A husband, you get to come home and his wife is serving him. Now, if you are going out and working so hard, yes, you're going to come home and I want to serve you. Yes, you're going to come home and everything's going to be taken care of. And not every day, I'm sure, is going to be perfect. I'm sure that when you are running around with like so many kids, like it is so hard. But the desire...
What is it with war women and the hen-pecking bird hands? What is up with that? That's a red flag, by the way, guys. You see a woman doing the bird hand thing, run.
It's so beautiful, and God really does change those desires of your heart.
If you are beautiful, smart, and successful, you will have by far the hardest time in dating. Many men think they want a confident, independent woman, but when it comes down to actually meeting one, it's...
I don't even know what that means. What do you mean confident and independent? No, I don't want independent. I want you to be needy. I want you to need me. I don't know what confident means, by the way. I mean, what do you mean confident? You're 300 pounds, but you think you're a 10? Yeah. That's delusional. So she means delusional, and I price myself out of the market. That's what it means when they say independent. Price myself out of the market, independent, confident, thinking I'm much better looking and more valuable than I actually am. Okay, continue.
It's a whole different story. This brings up a ton of insecurities for them and challenges their masculinity. Since they know you don't need them, they may feel some lack of control over the situation and be afraid that you're going to leave them for someone
better. Tell us.
Yeah, that's projection from her. Women are the ones who are obsessed with control these days, okay? And that's what they don't want to give up, all right? Not men.
You don't have the first clue about how men think and feel without telling us you don't have the first clue, et cetera, et cetera. This is just another beautiful example of how women tell other women things that sound good to them to help them cope with a sad reality. The reality that today's men are done with them. That they're rejecting today's women and walking away.
Well, they're banging them and then walking away.
Something women do because it makes them feel better about the reality that is their lives. The reality that they're sad, bitter, alone, and unwanted. It's why things will only get worse for women. Because to them, it's easier to blame men for rejecting them instead of accepting that maybe, just maybe, they aren't the perfect catch they think they are.
Yeah, guys, it's going to get worse for you, too. That's why I tell you to get out, okay? You wouldn't believe how much better it is living overseas in a country that's more traditional. Even if it is third world and you got to squat to take a dump, it's worth it, okay? A few little sacrifices, worth it.
It feels better to say men are afraid of them or scared to be with them than to face the reality that they've become so toxic, so delusional about themselves that it turns men off the minute they see them. It's also proof of how women do not listen to what men say because, well, they know men's thoughts and feelings better than men do. When in reality,
I have never heard a man say he wants an independent woman.
No.
That phrase doesn't come from men. It comes from women talking to other women. Women who say stuff like this don't really understand men or what men...
They've just been indoctrinated, that's all.
...and actually want. They hold this preconceived notion that independence is what attracts men, when in reality...
I thought that I thought it intimidated us. It's certainly a turnoff, for sure, but not because we're intimidated.
That idea was never built around male preferences. It was built around female validation. Men don't choose partners based on how self-sufficient...
Because, it was never about equality. It never has been. It's just about female supremacy and hating on men. Doesn't matter what wave you're talking about, because there were no waves. That's just a distinction. Without any real difference, that's been created to try and make effinism, certain aspects of it, more acceptable while ignoring the fact that it's all based on the foundational premise that men are oppressors. And you hate oppressors, don't you?
Efficient or career-driven a woman is, those traits don't create attraction for men. Peace does, femininity does, cooperation does, emotional warmth does. And that's exactly why all of these so-called successful women are struggling in dating right now. Because success, independence, and status were taught as the main selling points, even though those qualities were never what most men were choosing partners for. This woman is going on a rant, but when you really peel it back, she's not speaking from logic or clarity. She's speaking from rejection. She's mad because the guy she wants doesn't want her. That frustration is what's actually driving the message.
By the way, I love my life. I mean, minus, you know, the health issues. But I'm never not happy. And, you know, it's important to understand that peace is what a man values above all else in his life. We love peace, man. Peace, peace, peace. Because life is so difficult, man. For us, especially. We got the weight of the world on our shoulders. Meanwhile, we get these dumb broads running around saying we're somehow living charmed lives. What are you talking about? So we like peace, and you ladies don't seem to understand something. If you let us have too much peace, we don't want to deal with you no more. Because you're drama queens, especially Western broads. We don't want to deal with your crap. You wait until 30, 35, you start looking for a dude. He's probably going to be older than you, for one, if he's going to be even considering getting with some broad who's 30, 35. You think some guy that's 40, 45, 50 years old is going to accept you? As a Western broad with all your drama crap, and you don't understand that men want peace? This is part of the problem, ladies. Not only does your SMV diminish because you can no longer have kids or you're less fertile, and if you do have a kid, he's going to be, looking like Quasimodo or have Down syndrome or something. But even if your kid is normal, I mean, what does that mean? He could have had a higher IQ if you had had him at 25 than 35, but hey, whatever. Even if you can't have kids... You're bringing chaos. You're disrupting his peace. And now that he's fully cooked, guy's 40, 50 years old, he's gotten used to having peace. So he might be willing to just say, you know what? I'm fine as I am. Yeah, I wanted kids, but I don't want them that much. So you make a big mistake waiting as long as you are, ladies, because you give us the opportunity to get used to life without you. And how pristine and wonderful it can be not having to deal with your crap.
I was talking to someone and we were literally just talking about it right now. And the topic was about me and the way, like, how I am. They said I'm an alpha minded female. Mind you, I've never gotten that before. So I Googled it and I was like, maybe that does sound like me. But I always received it in such a negative, like, tone. Yeah. I've always been called, like, high maintenance. I've always been told I'm too good for the other person, that I'm too stuck up for the other person, yada, 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 right?
What is that, a wart on her nose? Or a mole? What is that? That she's fat. Look at how fat her face is. When your face is that fat, the rest of your body is going to be muffin topped, cottage cheese everywhere. Lady. I mean, I guess. In that sense, she's high maintenance. She needs a lot of maintenance, man, because she's falling apart. She's a mess.
So I asked if it was meant as a compliment, and they said no, but that they respect me because of probably, like, everything that I've been through, which I've never discussed my past,
like,
with this
what?
Person. But needless to say, I have dealt.
Is this one of these broads that claims they went through some kind of violence, assault? And so now she's uggified herself with copious amounts of cheesecake. So if it doesn't happen again, I want to be as ugly as possible so men don't want to have nothing to do with me. You're so healthy, honey. Yeah, definitely high maintenance, that's for sure.
With a lot of dependent people, which makes me very highly independent. Bro, I am so tired of being independent, especially as a woman, because I am just so exhausted of doing everything by myself. And
that's a choice, isn't it? You want a choice, right? You got limitless choice, but you chose to be a certain way that actually limits your options extremely. It's almost as if making certain choices limits others. Like, choices have consequences whether you like it or not. So the freedom that you think you have, you're not so free after all, honey. Can't be. Can't be. I'm liberal to the core. I have total complete freedom. Do whatever I want. You think you can? Really? Okay, honey.
Doing it all by myself, too.
As a woman, I am tired of hustling. I can't explain how the last 5 years of my life has literally drained me.
What is that? What's on her, what's right below her shoulder blade there? Does she have an ugly red tattoo in the form of words? English words? What is that? Numbers? What are you trying to be, an Auschwitz survivor lady? What the hell? You got a barcode on you? What?
6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 years of my life has just drained me because of I've been working super hard. I'm now going into my 30s, and yes, I do feel like a man should be
burgundy hair.
Able to provide the security it is that I need.
Tattoos. Horrible tattoos at that.
Because I've been figuring it out myself. And
yeah, a man should. Why? You're fat. You're out of shape. What do you mean should? You don't deserve anything. What are you talking about?
Holding it all up on myself.
Anybody taking care of me? I got to beg and plead online for help for my followers to be able to, help me afford to get out of this dump I'm in now. What are you talking about, lady? People give because they want to give, because they appreciate you, because they like you or love you even. They don't do it because you deserve. Nobody deserves. Nobody's entitled to anything. People give because they want to, because there's some kind of bond. If you're running around just telling everybody, I deserve, I deserve, I deserve, you're just telling them, I only want things from you. I don't care about you at all. So what the hell is there in you to appreciate that would lead them to care enough to provide for you, honey? Idiot.
For a very, very long time. And it just becomes a time in your life where you want to rest in your femininity and you just want to know that things are handled.
You're lazy.
Yes, I do feel like a woman should have things of her own. But I also just feel like when you're dealing with a man, we're craving for security at a certain age. We want to know that things are okay. We want to know that, damn, if I can't figure this out right now, he maybe can take over. He maybe can take the lead and figure it out.
Oh, maybe you should have had kids when you were young, cashed in your chips, found yourself a husband, given him a tie that actually binds him to you, not cared so much about things and cared more about virtues and valued those over money and possessions, and then formed a life with this person that it required them to invest in that life, and then that guy would be there. But no, I just want everything handed to me on a silver platter. I don't want to do any actual hard work or have to live with somebody in my 20s. I want to have fun in my 20s, and I don't want to be with somebody and cash in my chips at a young age and invest in somebody else in a way that they care care about, and you know, they're going to invest in me in a way I care about. No, I want them to invest in the things I care about, but I don't want to have to invest in any way, shape, or form in the things that they care about, because that will require me to do some actual work and be responsible at an age that I want to be right in the CC. Okay, well, that has consequences, honey, and they're not ones that you want. Oh, well, it's called reality.
Out for me, but it's just I no longer want to be the woman, the Miss Independent, the Miss Big Money, the Miss, the one with all the drive, the one with all the ambition, the one with big all money. The plans, the one that's gonna just lead every single thing. Because
anybody think this broad has big money? That's a crappy mirror in the background, honey. Your walls look discolored, you got post-it notes on them, those are some shoddy looking curtains there, and your tattoos suck. Burgundy hair. You look like ghetto trash. You ain't got no money. What are you talking about?
It makes me strike.
Look at that, her nails. She don't have them. She ain't got the bird claws, the raptor nails. Yeah, these people waste their money on. So you got no money to waste. Otherwise, you would have these big bird claw nails. You'd have the talons.
Stress out. Like, it makes me feel like I'm continuously in survival mode because I'm trying to figure out things and there's no... It's just,
I bet you she's a single mama too. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's very, very stressful. I do desire as a woman a marriage where things are taken care of. Now, I'm always going to have my goals. I just want the things that I want to do with my life to be.
I don't care about the things that men want out of the relationship.
Like my passion projects. Like, yes, I'm still going.
So it's a man's job to fund your hobbies. Gotcha.
I'm going to work on the business that I'm working on. Yes, I'm still going to be working on my career, but I don't want to be working on what I'm working on out of survival mode because.
Yeah, I just want to have fun, work on my hobbies, and he has to go to work and slave away from me because I deserve that.
I'm trying to hold everything over the top of my head. I don't want it to be that way. I'm not saying that I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do it out of stress. I don't want to do it or feel like I have to make sure I knock out all my goals because there's a possibility.
He's got to pay all the bills, basically.
See that if I'm dealing with a man, he won't be able to take care of it. I don't want to move like that. I want to know that you're going to take care of things anyway. But I still have something of my own as well. You get what I'm...
Well, he's paying for everything. Right. His money's my money and my money's my money. But I want him to make all the money.
I'm saying, like, that's all. Women just want to rest.
Is that an Apple Watch she's wearing?
Women want to feel safe. I just thrive better when I feel safe. There's a lot of...
She looks like a clown, by the way. Could you finish your makeup, lady? You look ridiculous. You look like Pennywise. Probably pretty apropos, actually. Wasn't Pennywise a giant leech parasite?
Things that I feel like I can work on more if I was in a safe space. If I was able to feel like...
Oh, she got the nose ring. At least it's not through the septum, but anything nose adjacent through the nose, yeah, not good.
Like, there's no rush to this. Like, I'm going to get this done, but the world is not going to end if I don't finish it. Those are the type of projects that I want to work on when it comes to me making my money and my career. Like, I want to do it and flow through it. Not, oh my God, what's next? Like, no. Oh, no.
Remember, fellas, it is not...
By the way, I guarantee you her life even now is much easier than mine or yours, guys, okay?
Your duty to save modern women. They chose that lifestyle. They chose independence over building a family. They chose personal freedom over partnership. They chose endless options over commitment. They chose temporary excitement over long-term stability.
Yet, ladies, you don't get to have a man swoop in and save you while at the same time you get to have your single girl life. It doesn't really work that way. You have to give that up. By the way, you gain so much out of... giving up what is essentially just frivolous, childish nonsense. I don't see the point. What are you actually giving up? Going out to a bar and getting sloshed and sleeping with dudes that don't give a crap about you, so you're devaluing yourself? Oh, wow. Yeah, joy. That's so exciting.
And they chose chasing attention in the streets of social media and hookup culture instead of choosing a solid man who wanted to build something real.
Yeah, it's a quick fix. It's like a sugar high, right? It's like a drug. Instead of choosing to live in reality and find your purpose, your meaning, the things that really feed your soul, ta-ta-da, whatever the hell you want to call it, instead you're just going for the, chasing the dragon, the quick heroin fix, the sugar high, or the rando dude from the bar. Yeah, that's really a lot to give up. For a meaningful relationship that'll last a lifetime and that you invest in, takes on life of its own and creates children and legacy. Wow. Yeah, some sacrifice. Giving up the blowy in the alleyway to a dude you don't even know.
What's happening to many of them right now isn't bad luck, and it isn't men suddenly switching up. It's the delayed result of years of choices stacking on top of each other. Every decision compounds. Every, yep. I'll settle down later. Many are saying they're tired from doing it all. They feel drained. But it's their choices that led them there. They chose to carry everything alone because they believed independence meant never needing support. So
yeah, ladies, what you don't understand is that just because you've had it easy up until now, and everybody's carried water for you from your mommy to your daddy to every man you've ever met, it will end. And this is what nobody's telling you, that your dad should be telling you, your mom should be telling you. And there's a time limit, okay? And that time limit is based on you having the ability to bring something to the table that a man intrinsically values, that he's biologically determined to want. You've got to be able to bring the ability to give him children. Only the biggest, most gigantic simp on planet Earth would provide you with material sustenance and a roof over your head and not get children in return. You would have to be the biggest loser on planet Earth, which is, by the way, what you claim you want, but then you get that and, oh, all of a sudden I'm not happy. I don't respect him. I resent him. I treat him like crap and I cheat on him with the same kind of dudes I gave blowy to in the alleyway. Gave blowies to, they're the rando dudes, or, I have affairs and, searching for that meaning in life. And, even when you get what you supposedly want, you're not actually happy because you didn't pursue what you really should have been pursuing, which was virtue. You learned the wrong values. And you value the wrong things, which is just that, things, when you should be valuing people and virtue. But instead, you value cars and cash, gold and silver. And so what do you get? An empty existence where you're constantly chasing the dragon to try and feel anything.
So when we hear these women say they're exhausted and overwhelmed, it's because freedom without partnership eventually becomes fatigue without support. And
that's a lot of work, man. That's why you ladies are so bored. You're constantly trying to not be bored. It's a lot of hard work.
And that is what they're experiencing.
Well, there you go. There you go. Another wonderful compilation from Cosmic Verse. Thank you very much, Cosmic, for these moronic twits from TikTok, I think most of this is from. So let me know what you think, guys. Are women starting to wake up? Or are they just continuing down the wrong path? I think they're just continuing down the wrong path. Listening to every single one of these broads, all I got was that I'm tired and I want some pathetic blue pill beta male simp to take care of me. So even if they get what they want, and there's plenty of beta male simps out there, they're not going to be happy. Then I can be happy because he's not worthy of respect. He's a guy that was settled for her. How could he be? And so, she's going to continue to be unhappy. She's going to continue to be unfulfilled. And her life is just going to continue to be garbage and fatiguing. And then divorce. And then, rinse, repeat. And she'll, I can do better. And you're 45. The game's over, sweetheart, okay? Didn't anybody tell you? No, but they should have. So anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. And if you like the raw, red-pilled, in-your-face way, nature of my content and the way I present it, give me a thumbs up, subscribe to my channel, give me a like, and leave a comment. I've heard it's good for the algorithm. I don't know. I haven't seen much help from it, but I guess it does help some. I don't know. And if you really like to help and support me and my continued content creation, check out the various links in the description. You'll find all my social media links. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. And if you'd like to really help me out, you can make a donation to my GoFundMe or follow me on Patreon. I could really use your help in either case. Anything would be greatly appreciated. Anyhow, on that note, I am out of here. I am the realist, also known as the MGT, you know, philosopher. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.